Erev Tov Rabotai, tonight is Yom Yerushalayim, Kaf Koach Be'iyar. It's a big Nisim Niflaot that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for Am Yisrael, especially for the Yishuv in Yerushalayim. Many Yeshivot were saved, Porat Yosef and the Mir Yeshiva, and Kadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous Nisim Niflaot. So we have to be Makir B'Shivcho Shel Makom tonight. So it's a big deal. Now, this is the last hashkafavad of the zman. I don't know what that is. Anyway, but really, the zman's supposed to go until Tisha B'Av. That's the truth. Evanti. Mikol makom, you know, everybody. I guess by next week, let's say maybe there's going to be an additional week, Mirtz Hashem of Yeshiva, whatever. But everybody's going their own ways for the summer. And some people are graduating. I'm not going to say leaving us, but you know, continuing their derech elsewhere. And it's an appropriate time to recalibrate and understand. I'm very not good at these things like saying goodbye. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying everybody's going on their derech, and you have to understand who you are and what you represent. Whether it's only for the summer you're coming back, or you're continuing elsewhere, whatever it is. You know, in yeshiva, we use the terms chefetz and gavra very loosely. Okay, but the truth is, in life, every ben Torah is really a chefetz and a gavra. You're a chefetz of Torah. Because, don't forget, throughout the year, and even during ben hazmanim, you're a mirkava for the Shekhinah. Every Jew is, but especially when you're amil b'Torah, your goof becomes a chefetz, it becomes a mirkava to carry the Shekhinah through the Torah Kedoshah, which is the quintessential connection that a person could ever have with the Borei Yitbarach, is through Torah Kedoshah. So your guf is a chefetz of Torah. And also, you have to remember that your gavra, in that, I'm using it in the colloquial, obviously, but in that, you know, very much the mission statement of Slabodka, Godless Adam, if you ever read the Alter's Ora Tzafun and other stresses, Gadluta Adam, and to really hold of yourself, not Chas V'Shalom B'Derech Shem Gaava, but like in a method of Vayigbali Bo B'Derech Hashem, there's a lot of temptations out there and whatever, and you have to really look at yourself as a Gaava to say, well, one second, I'm above this. I don't need this. And you always have to, just like in Lamdus, you always really apply the Gaava in Chefza. Don't forget there's a Lamdus to life also. And that lumdus to life also requires this, you know, this prism of gavra chefza. It's really both. I'm a mirkava for the Shekhinah, and I'm also gavra. And I have to realize that not everything that goes on out there, and everybody, you know, summer's, it's a long time. Hopefully I'll see a lot of you in Great Neck and whatever, but even if not, the summer vacation is a long time. And a lot can happen. And if you don't hold it, it's a time to rejuvenate and it's a time to have a little fun. That's fine. But you have to have that zika, that connection that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the Zman has to continue then. And you're also exposed, for better or for worse. Now, even if you were in yeshiva, you'd be exposed to things during the summer. That's true. But Kal Vachomer, if you're going elsewhere, you know, there's exposure to all of these things. And you constantly have to be on guard and remember, one second, Gavra Chefza, right? Don't fall praying. You might be tempted to do all sorts of things or coerced into that. You're home from yeshiva now, so it's like the people who watch movies on airplanes because they say Lo Bashamayim. You know what I'm saying? You know those guys? You serious? Huh? He's a Lamdan, yeah. It's such a shtus. Rashi HaKadosh writes in Parashat Nitzavim when the Torah says, "Lo b'shamayim hilemor mi'alelenu ha'shamayim ha'vikachenanu v'yashmi'enu ota v'na'asinna." Says Rashi, Hashem made our lives easier that it's lo b'shamayim. You know why? Says Rashi, if it was b'shamayim, you'd have to find a way up. Hashem did a chesed that He brought it down from the shamayim and He put it b'ficha u'vilvavecha la'asoto. Don't use that against Him, yatipesh. Yeah. Anyway, Mikol Makom, that's tonight's monologue. I'm talking to myself. You know, you go all sorts of places and you know, temptations, you know, maybe I can still pull it off. Maybe I can be that Ben Torah, but also you have to do Avdalah, not only Motzei Shabbat. You have to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Yisrael Amim, every day of your life. Ben Yom HaShvi'i LeShesh Tema Ma'aseh, that's a different story. But Havdalah you have to do every day. If it's Mat'im, if it's Mutar, okay. Now, even things that are Mutar, sometimes there's an element of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. Not everything that's Mutar is appropriate. You have to use your judgment. You know, you're B'nei Torah. You come to Yeshiva and you learn, you're exposed to Rebbeim, and you learn Musar, and you learn Ashkafa, and that's supposed to give you the tools. Not always are you able to ask a Shaila, not always. You have to let your heart guide you. Let the... What's the matter? Mm-hmm. Let Ma'or guide you. Anyway, Yeah, Rabotai. Davar chashuv meod. And if it's asur, it's asur. There's no, you know, non-negotiables. We have 365 Yisurei lo ta'aseh, the non-negotiable. It's not like, okay, you know what? Let's negotiate like it's the shuk. You know what I'm saying? No. Zeh. You know what I'm saying? This isn't the bazaar in Iran. You can't negotiate. Zeh. You got to draw the line. What's this one going to say? What's that one going to... Okay. Somebody's always going to say everything. There's a famous mashal, and then I'll open up the floor for questions. I don't remember why I saw this, but it's a famous one. There's a father and son. One time they were riding on a donkey together, and they were passing by a town, and they said, the people started saying, you know, look at that, it's animal abuse, whatever, both of them are weighing down the animal, whatever, what, my yeah, okay, fine. So the father got off, and he lets the son ride, and through the next city, they're passing by, and the city says, look at this kid, he's a chatzuf. Says his father's walking by foot, and he's sitting there like a king. Says, that's their kibud avayim, that's the chinuch. The father told the son, listening, says, yeah, okay. The next city, they switch. The son's walking, and the father's sitting and riding the thing. And then they said, look at that, look at the father abusing his kid like that. Little kid, miskin, should put him on. What are you letting him walk like that for so long? The father told the son, you listening? He says, yeah. So they get to the next city, they're walking by, they're both walking on, you know, they're walking by foot and they're dragging the chamor. And they, you know, the townspeople, they look and they say, Eze chamorim. So they both have a chamor and they're walking by foot. Eze. The father told the son, he says, son, do you see what's going on here? What's the moral of the story? No matter what you do, people are going to talk, they're going to comment, they're going to say, they're going to be mecharef umgadef. Mazam shane. You have a kadosh baruch hu. We read in Or LeZion, remember? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? When you have the truth and you're holding on to it, what do you care what other people say? You know what I'm saying? It's like you're wearing tefillin, a little kid comes and starts making fun of you. Oh, look at you. You look silly. You look fun. You're not gores. Why? Because you don't chop anything. That's what everybody else is. Everybody's a bunch of babies. You have a kadosh baruch hu. When you have that, when David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Ner leragli devarecha ve'or lintivati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'Torato HaKadosha are the light that illuminate our way. There's nothing, nachpatli what anybody else says. That's a good lesson to hold on to as you go through life. Summer life, lam shaneh. Stick to Hashem. Hashem does a very good job of running the world. He doesn't need our... We have to listen to Him. Zman matan Toratenu. We accepted the Torah. Keish echad belev echad. Hold on tight. You don't need to give din v'chashbon to anybody else besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Okay. Let me open up the floor. Tfaddam. Chavod.
How does one know where to draw the line between kibud avim and taking care of our Yiddishkeit, like learning or if it's going to work or like wearing a black hat or whatever it might be, that it might not stimmo with our parents, but it might be better for us?
So it's a very common common question. Sometimes when it comes to, especially when it looks like it's going to die, no? Oh. You know, there are many, many times where a guy is on a certain level and he was mitchazik and he's been told, and sometimes the parents are not on the same. That happens. You know what I'm saying? We love them dearly. We don't always see eye to eye on everything. And that's okay. That's good practice for life, by the way. Sometimes you're not going to see eye to eye even with the people closest to you. You know that? Especially your wife. A lot. It's good. That's marriage. That's how you build a relationship. Not seeing eye to eye. And so anyway, that's good practice. You have to not... Don't taunt. Don't aggravate. Don't... You know what I'm saying? Certainly don't be obnoxious, obviously. You have to do akol bederech eretz. If it's a black hat, yes, the black hat. A black hat is not necessarily chovah la'alacha. So if you're doing it for tefillot, when you're in yeshiva, whatever, that's a different story. If you're doing it mamash in their face and it causes them tzar, I would say, you know, maybe reassess. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, meaning they want you to go work and you want to learn. So I'd say, you know, you're staying under their roof for the summer, nahon? And it's going to hurt them. I'm not saying that that's the halacha. I'm saying find the pshara. Learn a few studying a day, you know, like three, and then work the other, you know. Work ben hashmashot, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You have to find a way. When you get married, you're on your own. It's a different story, but you don't want to...
Why is it so different?
Yeah, but you're more in Yerushut. Now, people throw around the term Kibud Avayim a lot. There's a lot of things that Kibud Avayim doesn't apply to. You know that? Huh? Yeah. Look at the very last Rama in Siman Resh Mem. He quotes from the Mahari. Kibud Avayim only applies to things that are begufam. Ma'achilo, mashkeu. Things that don't have to do with them. It's not really bigger than mitzvah Kibud Avayim. Unless you're doing something levazot otam or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Kibud Avayim, there's the mitzvah, there's the halacha, and then there's like the Morah Torah guilt trip, Kibud Avayim. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Yeah. But the Ikar HaChuv, the Rambam says that, Kach Pasak Maran, in Yoredah Asiman Rishmim, that it's only Dvarim Shenugim Legufam. And then Yir'ah is also things you can't, Lo Yistoro Tov, is it? You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to toe the line and just be, use judgment. Be Da'atu Me'orevet Me'briot. Cause them to love the Torah. You know what I'm saying? Cause them to come closer to the Torah Kedoshah. Cause them to love the Torah through you.
What if it comes to the expensive
world
of work?
Yeah, the value work more. Okay, so for now, I would say work a little bit and learn a little bit. Bitula zokiyuma. That peace of mind is what allows you the rest of the zman, the rest of the year, to learn kumo ben adam. Nachon? Lo shave? Chab, I'm saying? Al tiyeh tzodek, tiyeh chacham. You ever heard that? Yeah, go ahead.
So, We're not gonna be in yeshiva right now for the next few months. Hopefully, we're gonna be with the Rav in the summer. But what's
hopefully we'll be in Yerushalayim in Hakodesh with Mashiach. Tagid.
Amen. Okay. What? There's like, I was speaking to someone. He told me like, you should be asking your Rebbe like, he's just right. He's like, oh, you should be asking him like 10 like every question you have, and then like, but I feel like that's what someone told me. An older guy told me, but like, I feel like
what do you mean every like in learning? You mean or in
to get like a kasher with him and so he could guide you on like every single thing in life.
I think he was, maybe that was a little bit of an exaggeration. But keep a kasher with your Rebbe, yeah.
So is there proper things to ask? Is there things in the proper gather of things to ask a Rebbe? Like,
you can ask whatever you want. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I've gotten silly shilas before, but you know, it's okay. You can handle silly shilas. But, you know, ask things in learning, ask things in Derech HaChaim, ask things of that nature. But you don't have to ask silly things like, you know, things that are no shaykhis. You know, just like use judgment for anything else. If it's a legitimate shayla, whether in learning or, you don't have to be ashamed, And whether it's me or anybody else, I try to make myself available for all the Talmidim all the time. And even if it's silly, so we'll talk silly. What do I say then? You know what I'm saying?
Like, for example, if it's like a certain shayla, like should I go to this? Should I go to this simcha tonight or say it?
If you have a legitimate safek in your head, so ask the question. No. The idea behind it, you should always keep a kesher with your Rebbe. But the idea is, and this is a good thing for life, for all the Bachurim, is that when you ask a Rebbe a question, a shayla, a kasha, whatever it is, you should learn to absorb the answers so that you can learn, you know, because the Rebbe's not always going to be around. You should try to absorb it so that you understand it yourself, so that you can start answering the questions yourself, and then hopefully teaching other people as well. You're not always going to have access to the Rebbe. That's the real job. I tell you all the time. When you don't need me anymore, that's when I know that I've been matzliach. That's my top hatzlacha, is when there's a day that you say, Rebbe, I don't need you anymore, I'm not going to ask you any more shaylas, I'll be happy. It's not going to hurt me, it's not going to anything. I'll be even happier if I ask you my shaylas. That make me even happier, even more nachat. The nachat. He doesn't need me. He wants to make me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't need me. But if he wants a quick marmakam, so he calls me. You have to know every Rebbe and every Talmid has their own special gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chilek of the Torah. Hagaon Kaf Chaim says this in Siman Tav Tzadidalet on Shavuot. A person has to learn Torah and look, you have to try your best, whatever you're, whether it's Gemara or Halacha, you have to try to be Mechadesh something. Techadesh Mashu on Shavuot. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah split the Torah into millions of pieces. And every Jew, every Neshama, has his own special chilek in the Torah that's specifically designated for him. And he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it be uncovered, especially on Shavuot. So everybody has their own knack. Everybody has their own talents, whatever. Every Rebbe have a Talmid. So it's not a bizayon. If I need you, that's Gemilut Chassadim. I need you for your talent. You know, we help each other out. That's what it is. Anybody else? Maor.
We have a summer that is, as Rabbi Mirsky said, at most 100 days. We will be having like 84, I calculated. But yeah. Technically, we have a lot of things that we could be doing during this time, and we already have kolalim that make starim. Like, but should we do mashali? How should we balance out mashali bo chafes? How should we balance out like doing specifically what you love at the expense of like say something that a kolal might be doing?
Well, structure is very important, especially during the summer. Whatever structure you could get, grab it. Now you can't be structured and come to a place and come to a kolal and be like, okay, you know, I'm fifing the kolal. I'm just because then it's not
five mean.
You see, oh man, five means to just completely disregard.
Is that a Persian word?
No, Yiddish. Anyway, because
I never went to Yiddish, Rabbi. Sorry. I'm too Sephardi for Yiddish.
you guys. Said. Anyway. You need the Sephardi Rebbe to teach you Yiddish. That's I love getting the Rebbeim like that. I do it to Rebbe Sonnenschein all the time. I start speaking to him in Yiddish. And they're like double take because they know me to talk a certain way and to daven a certain way. And then I just like shoot them in Yiddish. And it's like, you know what I'm talking about? It like gets them up. What? You? But I can pull it off. Why? In this game. Anyway,
yeah. You're rocking this.
Bikitsu, structure is important. But mashali bo chafetz is also important. So I'm sure there's gonna be a seder or two a day where you're a little bit less structured. So leave the mashali bo chafetz for those times. Inevitably everybody has a time every day, even in yeshiva, that you can do your extracurricular limudim and things that you want to catch up on, you know, Tanakh. Just putting it out there. Right, there you go. Anyway, there's big Torah out there, people. You got to start somewhere. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Why does why does Judaism put such a big emphasis on memorizing Dapim and like Simanim when like Chazal didn't have that themselves? Like just, you know, like concepts.
Well, I'll tell you, Chazal first of all did have it because you see the Gemara is all full of Simanachs. V'simanach, v'simanach. Because originally there were no pages. Torah Shebichtav wasn't really codified into books until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and until he started actually compiling the Mishnayot and writing it down because of Ed La'asot La'ashem. But they had, you better believe that even though there was no Dapim, but they had other ways to remember all the Mishnayot before they were written down, all the Shitot, to each their own. Now we have books. We have Sfarim. So, and it's all written down, and now we have to use that as a springboard to deal with more modern shailas that come up. So we use those and we draw on that. Such an emphasis because there's a mitzvah to know the entire Torah. We're in the sugya of Talmud Torah, Kiddushin Daf Lamed. If you look very, very stark, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Pirek Bet, Milchot Talmud Torah, Halacha Aleph, what he says over there about a person's chovah to retain the entire Torah, you better start cracking. Whatever works, simanim, dapim, whatever it is, chovah to know the entire Torah. Chazal had a different, you know, learning method, retention method. This is what we have today. The way the Torah evolved, not, I mean, the Torah didn't evolve, but the way Torah Sheba'al Peh was then written down, it wasn't originally meant to be transferred that way. It was originally meant to be Akol Be'al Peh. People had their own private notebooks, as the Gemara calls it, Megillat Starim, but it wasn't meant to be all this, but, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Ratza, so that's what it turned out, yeah.
Would it still be included under Talmud Torah then? To practice some of the methods that some of the more recent Rabbanim bring down as to memorize? I.e. like Ravaria Kaplan speaks about certain ways to memorize.
If it's just like mental exercises, I think maybe it's Hechsher Mitzvah, but not the Mitzvah itself.
No, I mean, it's reciting Dapim though, but it's a
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's if you don't have any halachot, nachon. But he's talking about not even learning. He's talking about just
repetition.
Okay. Well, there's different levels. You're just saying the dapim ba'al peh. You're saying.
At least the words themselves.
It's Talmud Torah. I mean, it's a little bit more shitri, it's a little bit more superficial, but it's Talmud Torah. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of Navi, what would be the mahalich of learning Navi?
I would go through Nevi'im Uchtovim at least once at a brisk pace. Choose one simple mefaresh to take you through.
Are the articles
for
notes good enough?
And for a person who can't learn Rashi or Ibn Ezra or whatever it is, that's okay.
Okay. Would we recommend one?
Huh?
Start
with Rashi, and the next time around, do the, you know, pick one every time. We do chazara. Lala tov, chevra.